Hello again, everybody. Thank you for giving of your time. So many of our listeners have been so faithful and so encouraging in their comments, their prayers, and the support, and we really appreciate that. And we trust that the Lord will use His word in these days to encourage believers and to challenge those perhaps who listen in who don't yet know the Lord. By and by, we try to make these devotionals as encouraging as possible. And yet there are times whenever we deal with subjects that maybe aren't so popular. And today's such a day. You know, we are living in a day of spurious Christianity, a day whenever virtually anything that mentions the name of Christ passes for orthodox Christianity. But we have to be very, very careful. The Bible says that Satan is transformed into an angel of light, and his ministers masquerade as ministers of righteousness. The Word of God says there will come a day whenever men will heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, who will tell them what they want to hear. The Scripture says that before Christ comes, there will be a great falling away. The Bible says many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The Scripture says that false teachers, false prophets, false Christs shall arise and deceive many. Now, I'm not speaking about what we would term the cults or the world's religions, those religions outside of the umbrella of Christianity. The Bible says that evil men have crept in unawares. And the Bible's very clear that there needs to be separation between truth and error. Separation from the false teachers of her day, separation from and separation onto the faith once delivered to the saints, separation onto the Christ of the Bible and the Word of the Lord. We read these words in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 3 concerning the doctrines of the Word of God. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes and words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. The Bible calls us to separate from error. And can I tell you today that apostasy is alive and well on planet Earth? It's as rife now as it has ever been. And yet it seems to be so much more acceptable to professing evangelicals. I don't often buy the newspaper, and I bought recently the Belfast Telegraph. There was an article in it that I wanted to read. And as I leafed through the Telegraph, I came to the church's page, and there was an interview in the church's page with an ordained elder in one of the main denominations here in Northern Ireland. And he was asked some very simple questions that would have afforded him a wonderful opportunity to speak about Christ, to speak about the cross, to talk about the love of God, to talk about the gospel of salvation and redeeming grace. And it's so important that whenever we're given an opportunity, that we use it to uplift the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should never decentralize the cross. But sadly, the cross was never mentioned. In fact, it seemed to me to be an opportunity to deny the faith that he had been appointed to defend. Some of the questions that he would ask: have you ever been ashamed of your faith or denomination? And he says, yes, from the time that his denomination left the World Council of Churches, I realised that it had not sufficient integrity and faith to put God's will before political prejudice. Now, the World Council of Churches lumps many religions together and says that they're all legitimate. And those Christian so-called denominations that were once or still are part of the World Council of Churches, we're quite happy to meet with other religions and false religions and lump Christianity in with the religions of the world and say that they were all legitimate and they're all ultimately worshipping the same God. And he was annoyed that his denomination left the World Council of Churches. Dear friends, the Bible is not ambiguous about these things, and Christianity is not one religion among many others that are legitimate. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. Scripture says there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Later on in that same question that he was answering, he says, Holy Scripture is rarely properly interpreted because the nature of the Bible is not properly understood. For example, the sin of Sodom is clearly the citizens' offences against hospitality. If this seems strange, put hospitality in Genesis into your search engine. So it was nothing to do with violence. It was nothing to do with lust. It was nothing to do with gluttony. It was nothing to do with pride. It was nothing to do with fullness of bread, as Ezekiel 16:49 would say. It was nothing to do with sexual perversion. It was nothing to do with homosexuality, according to this man. It was simply a lack of hospitality. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because they weren't just as hospitable as they might have been. Denial of the word of God. Later on, he quotes a man that he seems to admire. He says, the Gospels were written by Jewish people who did not have modern ideas about literary forms. So the Gospels were written by people who were ignorant, people who were uneducated, and didn't really know what they're talking about. And therefore, the Bible has to be interpreted in the light of modern culture. And we need a well-educated man to come along and tell us what the Bible really means, because it cannot be taken at face value. Jesus Christ, whenever he preached, the Bible says the common people heard him gladly. Ordinary people could understand the word of Christ because he spoke in plain, simple, unmistakable terms. He spoke as one that had authority and not as the scribes. It was often in Christ's day the religious leaders, people who held religious office, who made the word of God so complicated. But Jesus Christ spoke in the language of the people. The Bible, friends, is there to be understood. Some of it, granted, is difficult, hard to understand. But by and large, the gospel is simple, so simple that a child can understand it. In fact, the Lord said, except ye humble yourselves and be converted and become as little children. It's simple. The word of God has been made plain in the fundamental issues of the faith that we need to recognize and understand. Another question he was asked, are you afraid of hellfire? Answer, I have no belief in hellfire because behaving badly is painful enough. Jesus Christ spoke more about hell than any other preacher in all the Word of God. He spoke a lot more about hell than he did about heaven. He spoke about the place where the worm dieth not, the fire is not quenched. He spoke about unquenchable fire. He spoke about everlasting fire. He spoke about eternal fire. He spoke about being destroyed, body and soul, in hell. Jesus Christ spoke about hell, but here's a man that says hell doesn't exist. Jesus Christ, therefore, was a liar, or uneducated, or didn't really mean what he said. And as I read through this article, I read about a man who really just believes in a social gospel. Dear friends, the Bible says we're to withdraw ourselves from such. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean things, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. Apostasy is alive and well on planet Earth. But may God give his people grace to stand four square in the word of God, to embrace it, to believe it, and to walk with God, and to please the Lord, and to spread the gospel without shame, without fear, and live to his praise and glory. God bless you, friends. Thank you so much for listening.